Well, I'm going to stick to that part of the world with my next news story, because it will soon be 2 years since the Deepwater Horizon oil spill happened in the Gulf of Mexico, and there's still a lot of concern over the impact it's had on marine and coastal ecosystems in the region. Well, a new study just out suggests that communities of small critters living in coastal salt marshes are vulnerable to oil exposure, but at the same time quite resilient. And as long as the plants they live in remain healthy, they can recover within a year. As the oil swept across the Gulf back in 2010, Brittany McCall and Steve Pennings from the University of Houston in the US went out and studied populations of crabs, snails, insects and spiders living in 10 salt marshes in Louisiana and Mississippi, in areas that weren't completely covered but had relatively low levels of oil. Well, compared to oil-free control sites, there were around half the abundance of salt marsh invertebrates in the oil sites when they first went to look at them. That was all except the marine snail Litorina, which seemed to be unaffected by the oil. But the good news was that after a year, all those animals had recovered. And what the study reveals is that even when salt marshes aren't completely smothered in oil, the animals living there can still be affected in the short term by lower levels of pollutants. And it really just goes to show that we mustn't forget those little species. If you remember last month on Naked Oceans, we chatted with Emmett Duffy about his work on another vital coastal habitat, seagrass, and the importance of those little invertebrates like amphipods that live there. And you could also have another listen to the interview we did back in 2010 with Robinson Fulweiler of Boston University, all about the Louisiana wetlands and the important things that they do. Well, do have a look at that salt marsh paper. It's an open access journal, PLOS One, so you can have a look at what they got up to.